Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Arthur Lummer. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is a cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No stops. Only in the color Cobra. I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I know you can't meditate. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tents by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plush on man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongue.
I know who you came here to see.
Can you blow my whistle?
baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she's not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, with stars, so then you come up in park clothes. Girl, I'm new, soon my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know.
U.S. Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racers. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
You gonna need a vocal in, right? Cheer. Motherfuckers wanna act loco. Hit them up, numerous shots with a fofo. Facts wanna turn them popo. Smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap, coke by the boatload. Fuck that on the run by a gun high when I close. Let pole through, some got clothes. Have your bullshit, Glock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the pool spit. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga laying a shot when the pool hit. Hey, my, how you? No niggas wanna buy you. You see me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got Nelly. Take a spot, make you feel it inside your belly. Every time, get the KY jelly. All night, get you wide up inside your telly. Side to side, you can say, JC, you're too much for me.
A little bit of loneliness, a little bit of disregard. Handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars.
I am
what I want you to want, what I want you to feel. And it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do. Face the way and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Condos in the same place with the rhymes have been in. So all I do is rap sex. Imagine how I stroke. See how I've gone on my last set. Rapping fight like I'm blasting the tech. Never jam though, never get high, never run out of ammo. Niggas hating the shit cause they changed the bitch. Now you pay for it, I know what made you sick. And now you're out your role, but you never had war. No, not to carry your hoe, wanna marry your hoe. Now she's mad at me cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp with a tragedy. She wants a sin cause I fucked a friend. She gave me one more chance and I fucked up again. I seen a tear so she busted in. I said shit, there's a draft. Shut the door, bitch, come on in.
I am a little bit insecure, a little unconfident. You don't understand, I do what I can, but sometimes it don't make sense.
I am
what you never wanna say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you, but what's just to hear me out. So
I
let go, watching you turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Don't out there. Terrell here. We're hanging out in the studio with Mr. Rodney Rivera, Mr. President, or Rodney Rivera, President? Mr. President, Rodney Rivera. Rodney Rivera from Nevada Card Sport and President of Desert Park Raceway. Is that what?
No. Northern Nevada Kart Club.
Okay, well, what's the track called?
Desert Park Raceway. That's the name of the track, but nobody really kind of uses that name. Everybody just calls it Northern Nevada Kart Club, NNKC.
Well, I think that one might have been for me being a dummy. So anyways, man, president this year, dude, that's cool, man. Just decided one day, you know what, I'm going to run this year. I'm going to do the thing. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, bam, you're president. And, have you been, are you Mr. President yet? Have you been sworn in?
Yes. Sworn in, last club meeting we had in January, my crew was basically taking office. So, we had a good first meeting and went over a few things with the club and how we're going to run things. And I think we're going to see a little bit of a change this year at our track. We have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things we needed to fix up and get some new blood in there and get some new ideas and things flowing. Our track's been doing kind of the same thing for a few years now, and my brother was the president for a long time and did all the things he wanted to do. It was tough, you know. It's tough when you don't, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, so our members vote in who they want on the board. And over the years, there hasn't been a lot of people that wanted to step up and do it, but this year there was quite a few people that wanted to step up and get on the board. So the members had a lot of choices for each position. We have a president, a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer, and we had quite a few people.
So you run three positions? That you do? You run for president, or you run for treasurer, you know? That goes.
Correct.
You run for
position. Correct. Yeah. You run for a position, and you can actually run for all the positions if you want. we had one guy from our club run for like three positions.
Did he win any?
Unfortunately, no. He kind of took away from his other. He kind of took away a little bit from each position, so he just missed out on each one of his positions. So, yeah, so lesson learned.
Put it all into one position.
Right. So, but no,
that's
it's all good.
That's the moral of the story, kids. Is that right? All you kids out there listening, that was a good one. Put it all over here.
So, yeah, was good. The members got who they want on board, and we're going to do the best that we can to make Northern Nevada Kart Club what it's capable of. And we've got some things we want to do with the track.
I know everyone loves that track. Everybody loves that track. I mean, it's a great track.
It's a nice big track. It's open. We've always had people say nice things about our track, and that's always nice when you have out-of-towners that – What's that?
A lot of people say that too. And too big of bumpers and them left turns. They're like 5 feet tall.
Right. Yeah, and that may be some of the stuff we improve with the track, because even our members say the same thing, that maybe some of our curbs are a little bit high and things like that. But, you know, it adds character to our track, and you can't just go out there and just run things over. And you have to be a little more precise at our track, and that's what separates it from a lot of other tracks. And every track has its local advantage, and we have ours, and that's that. In the end, I mean, in the end, we're gonna try to build our club back up, and and do the right things that we got to do with track. The track needs a little bit of maintenance and maybe do some upgrades and stuff like that. But we got a long ways to go. The
you
last
think
year,
if those were like nice little rollers on the last corner. Think if those were like, excuse me, like nice, like smooth rollers, you know, just a little hump through there and you just roll through there mobbing, you know, pretty
yeah,
big bumpers, cool. You know what I mean? Like you'd get,
right.
You know, you'd get too, you know, but I mean, you'd be, it'd be, I'd be sick. All like, you know what I mean? It'd be, I'm just
right.
Trying to get that because those things are scary. Oh man, that's everything too. You gotta hit it twice, good to get a good lap.
Right.
You know what
yep.
I mean? You gotta hit it once to get there, and then you gotta hit it another time to get back to the finish line. It's like.
Yep. Exactly.
Right. It's taken me a long time to figure that place out. I still don't got it figured out, but I think I'm going a little faster. Got to go chase Doug around. I got to do. He'll show me the way.
Yeah,
me.
Oh yeah.
He'd probably love to show me. All right, Dougie Doug. But what's on the agenda for the track this year? You got any big plans? Or you guys just, you know, I know you were talking about that, putting in that, you know, shade, you know, over the bleachers there.
Yeah, yeah, some of the things we want to put some coverage over the bleachers there. We're going to move some bleachers around a little bit, give spectators a little bit different view of the track. Right now we're doing a merge lane. We're doing some construction on the track with a merge lane coming out of the pits and onto the track. There's going to be a little bit of a lane there to get onto the track a little bit safer. Also, you know, looking at possibly having an enduro in the future at our track. That's also something
future,
we're something
is that like doing. Next year? Is that like next week? Is that like when's that?
Hard to say. I mean, the logistics of having an enduro is complicated. You can't just have one. You have to. Our facility has to be upgraded a little bit to accommodate pit stops and that kind of thing. It's a different type of racing. It's a different type of venue, and we have to make sure that all aspects of it are met for you know, safety is met and all that type of stuff. And right now we don't meet those qualifications to have an enduro, but that's what we're working on and what we want to do. And this merge lane is part of that process so that carts can safely get onto the track while the race is going on.
Gotcha. Still, you're just coming in down there a little deeper, right?
Right, right. Yep.
Right. Right. Gives the person behind you a little time to react while you're merging out too.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Excuse me. Oh, cool, cool, cool. What else? Any other cool stuff going on?
Not right now. I mean, we've cleaned up the track. We had some of our members mow the infield and stuff like that. So the track looks really good right now. We're working on our generator. We were without our generator last year, had some electrical issues. So we're getting that stuff solved. Just getting everything
big,
prepared
huge generator?
For a race. What's that?
Like a huge one or something? You got a big, huge generator?
Yeah. It's a diesel generator, and it supplies all our electricity out there for timing and scoring and lights and all that stuff. So, it was down last year for some reason. We had a blowout, one of the breakers or something like that, and we're just kind of getting that fixed up and cleaning up the place a little bit, cleaning up the containers and just going through and making sure everything's good. And then we'll have a tune-up race, but we'll get everybody out there and we'll fire up the timing system to make sure everything's good there and everybody's up to date with the timing and scoring.
Cool. cool, cool, cool. How'd you guys do it before?
We would normally have a tune-up race. We would normally have a tune-up race to get people out there to kind of go over race day. You know, it really wasn't a race day. It wasn't for points or anything. It was just what we call a tune-up race. And, you know, people would pay a low, you know, 10 bucks, I think it was, entry fee and basically have a mock race. We're going to forego that this year just because we're just going to forego it just because we don't want the expense of it right now. And we feel we can get enough people out there to do a sort of mock race without having to pay all the corner workers and all that kind of stuff.
Cool, 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 cool. So when you have your first race, it'll be your first race. Understand?
Yeah, our first race. Exactly. It'll be our first race, and we'll be all ready to go.
Cool, cool, cool. And when is that?
First race is going to be April 15th.
April 15th. All right.
Yeah, Sunday, April 15th. So we're going to be running track 4. That is the big KPX track that we run, so I encourage everybody to come on out and race with us. That is the track that we use for KPX, and that's the track we're going to start the year off with.
All right. And what was the date one more time?
The date is Sunday, April 15th.
April 15th. All right, everybody, April 15th. So, getting off the president, you're the job that gives you the bread and butter, since that's all voluntary, your cart shop, Nevada Cart Sport, that's been you've been really busy there. I don't think you really slowed down the off season. Did you even have an off season?
Man, it didn't seem like it. Yeah, right after Super Nationals, I mean, it just got busy. You know, everybody gets ready for the following season, and people want new carts. There's sales going on with carts and things like that, and motors. And, everybody wants to start getting prepared. And I'm a one-man show here at the shop. I have my son Zach helping me out a little bit. But for the most part, you know, I do all the work myself. Yeah, with his school and stuff like that. He helps me out as much as possible. But, I mean, it's, you know, just like any shop owner, I mean, there's all the work that goes on behind the scenes and paperwork and stuff to keep a business open and things like that that go on that most people don't know about. And it takes a lot of time. It takes up a lot of your time. And the fun part is working on carts and getting people stuff ready and you know, all the other stuff is not so much fun. The paperwork, the business licenses and taxes and all that kind of stuff, invoices.
I know that costs money.
All that stuff, yeah. None of it's fun. I don't like any of that, but it's all part of it. And I stayed really busy over the winter, and still going on to this day. I mean, now we're getting out to the track and testing and doing some stuff. So,
it's freezing
there,
or what?
It's been good.
You guys are brutal. You guys all like geared up in one piece, full suits and stuff, like. I mean, a snowboard full suit.
the weather's actually been pretty good here. The only problem being in Reno is that we kind of get trapped here because if it snows in the mountains, we can't necessarily leave. It doesn't snow a whole lot in Reno. We're about 4,500 foot elevation, so it doesn't snow all that much here. So the weather here is always pretty decent, but we do get trapped here where we can't go. You can't go to Sacramento. You have to chain up or the freeway is closed because they're cleaning up the snow or whatever it is. So that is the hard part. We can't necessarily go. I can't go and see my other racers, you know, my other drivers on the team because they're in California or whatever.
Well, hurrah, dude.
I just, Right. And I just simply can't get there just because of the weather. So, and they can't come here. So, yeah, the winter can be a little trying, and we're always looking at the weather and road conditions and stuff like that so that we can get over there and do some testing.
You need to have the setup where you just throw a cart in the back and you and Jack and the gear and gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A couple toolbox. Where's the tools? You know what I'm saying? Get over the hill. We're going racing.
That would be nice. It just doesn't happen as often anymore. I mean, my trailer is my lifeline. I've got everything in there, and it's hard to be at the track without a trailer. I'll tell you that.
Saved my life like a time of 3 or 5. Man, telling you. But I'll tell you what, the coolest thing about it I've completely like wrecked a couple times, and both times I couldn't even get to my cart. You know what I mean? To work on it, because there are so many people just like doing stuff and changing stuff. And I mean, it takes minutes, and like, that's what you do. You know what I mean? That's what I love about it. You know, and something like that happens, because you know that, how long that would take me. You've seen me work on my car. Man, I'd be there for
right.
like 2 race days, and maybe on Monday I'd be like have to call in sick so I could finish or something. You know?
Right. Yep.
But it's like, man, I couldn't even get to it and try to work on it. And it's like, man, it went right back together. Fresno, that happened. And where else did it happen? I can't even remember. Guess I wrecked so many times, it's hard to remember where. Actually, I didn't wreck. Not wreck. Shouldn't say wreck. A wreck to me is like the brakes on in every corner. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's correct. I told you I figured out the brakes. It was that little piece. I couldn't believe it. It finally cracked big enough where, like, I was pushing on it, and it went, and oozed out.
Yep.
I was like, what?
No brakes.
What? It was crazy. Turned 6. My first seat, I think that's 6, 4, 5. Yeah, turned 6. I'm all coming in there, and I went to hit the brakes, and it tapped the metal. I went clap, 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 and I went, oh, shit. I had 0. It was like, and I expected to have full brakes. You know what I mean? It's like came in there hot, you know? But I didn't panic. Last time I did that, I went through the dirt and skipped and went through the rocks. This time I made it, you know what I mean? I just turned, and it's crazy. I went in there full throttle with no brakes. See how that works. You can do it. Right?
Right. Yep.
You don't need brakes. You don't have to have brakes in that corner.
Nope. Oh, you find out. When you don't have brakes, you find out really quick how fast you go through them turns.
Right? No doubt. That's what I did. I just like gave it a big whip in, I guess. I almost went off the track. I took it pretty deep. But it was cool. I was like, kind of was like pat myself on the back after I got out of that one, you know what I mean? It was cool. Learned a little something about my cart, you know, how hard you can throw it in there. It'll
right.
still be on the track, you know? Dang. We'll go. We'll get it. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to race. Wonder who's got what date's the KPX?
KPX starts March 17th, round 1, Reading.
And what's your race?
We're April, what did I say, 14th?
Okay. Oh, yeah. 14th or 15th, yeah. And so is the KPX the first race of the year on all the clubs, or is there another couple races where people can tune up, or what's going on? Is there somewhere?
I'm not sure. When does Prairie City start up?
Shoot, I'm not sure I should know that, too. I got to bring that in. I will. That's terrible. And I'd like to say that I've been busy, but so what, you know? Everyone's busy.
Everyone's busy.
So at the shop, you've been building carts and stuff, man. Them barrels have been going crazy.
Yeah. Selling a lot of barrels, a lot of Ricardo carts. We're doing good with those. They're good product. The barrel stuff is really good, and the sales speak for themselves, and carts sell themselves. I mean, people see them doing well and want one, and you know, they have a cart for every type of category, four cycle, tag, shifter, and all the carts are really, really good in the whole lineup. Not a lot of cart companies can claim that. And Burrell's done a lot of work, especially with PSL pushing them in the United States and North America in general. And a lot of research development, top drivers, you know, giving input on the chassis. So yeah, they're making a really good product right now, all the way up and down the line and lineup. And I'm pretty happy to be a Burrell dealer right now.
Right. You know, as soon as I got one, the sales went up, huh? It was like, whoa.
Yeah. As soon as you got one, dude.
Oh, man. But, right on. Is there, how many you got on your team this year? How many are,
Well, I haven't got everybody committed yet, but I'm working on it. Hopefully I can have, hoping to have about 10 people. If I can get 10, that's usually where I like to be at, 8 to 10 guys.
Right.
And you know, do a lot
that's
more.
Big, man.
Be a lot more downloading, a lot more driver coaching and stuff like that. That's really what we're going to be focusing on this year, and getting people dialed in with racecraft and racing situations out there. That's one of the most important things that a lot of people can drive. A lot of kids, a lot of people that, you know, most people can throw a lap down and or whatever. But it's racing, the racing that separates the winners from the losers. You know, the guys that can race and are smart on the racetrack and can make quick decisions and the right decisions. And those are the people that win races. And that's what we'll be trying to teach our racers under the tent.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm one of them. I get a little, like, it's hard, man. It's hard to pass in them things. Sometimes I trip, like, because I'll try to pass someone so hard, and I'll, like, see another guy doing that situation, and it's like, pass them like they're, like, it's nothing. It's like, well, that's what I tried to do, and it didn't even happen.
Right.
Like, 8 laps in a row, you know?
Right.
It's, So it is. Racecraft is where it's at, huh? That's where that comes into play, you know, like getting that little tiny, you know, pull at the end, you know? Like it's just a tiny
right.
bit. It gets you a tiny bit, and then you got to use that tiny bit to get a tiny bit more, you know? Right. I'm excited. I've been rebuilding on my cart. It's going to be like when I'm done, brand new. Because it's never had... Never had brakes in its life, and they're all rebuilt. Actually, when I first got it, it was okay, I think. I don't remember. But hopefully, this year I don't go in with any problems. No issues with brakes, at least. I can just scratch that one off. I've had enough of that. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Think I'm good? Think I've had enough of that brake issue? Let's just be done with that.
I think every phone call you've ever called me always started with, "Dude, my brakes don't work."
Oh man, that sucks. Oh, that's why I can't do that ever again. I can't have brakes like that.
So I'm glad you found the problem. It's been a while, but I'm glad you found it.
Right. Gosh, man. It's been something else. I'll tell you, for $20, I'll tell you guys. No, I'm just kidding. It was the stupidest thing. It looks like a cable TV splitter. That's what it looks like.
Right.
You know, that's what the Mach-E's kept saying. She goes, I don't know if we have those. It all looks like a cable splitter. Well, I know it does. I wonder if one would work, I asked her.
Right.
Didn't have one in the box, so. I'm really excited for this season. I really am. I'm gonna try to do KTX, Prairie City, and Reno. So that's I did last year. I did Prairie City, Davis, and KTX. So it'll be the same thing. All right.
Cool. Sounds good.
I'm just going to get my third cart and put it down there and race that. And I'll put the second one up here for me to practice. And
just keep it at my track.
Oh, wait.
That's what we need.
Man.
We need containers at the track.
Right? There's garages?
Some garages, yeah.
Yeah, that's sick. That would be tight. For sure. Wonder how much those would go for, huh?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure.
I mean, I don't know how much tracks charge for that stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know. So you were talking paving the entrance to your track. Is that all you guys are doing then? You guys going to do any
Yeah, right now that's
any...
Right. We're doing that work right now. We got a member that's paying for some of that stuff, and
nice.
We're just going to kind of change some stuff up for the year, and we've put out some surveys for people to fill out so that we can kind of go to the meetings and go with an agenda of what direction we want to go with the club. It's a member-driven club, so, I mean, whatever the members want to do is what we're going to do. So we've put out some surveys about what people want done with the track, what kind of format they would like on race day, things like that, things they would like to see changed, things they'd like to stay the same. And I've been going over some of the results of those surveys, and it's pretty good. We've had probably 30, I think we've had 30 or 40 members that have sent in filled out surveys. So it's good. I think we're going to have a good year this year, and I look forward to. I think we're going to have a lot of new people for sure. So that's the fun part is getting new people involved and getting new people out there.
Right. That the Nevada cart, that Nevada cart. What's that track called?
NNKC, Northern Nevada Cart Club.
Northern Nevada Cart Club. Okay. The Reno track. That's what I always called it.
The Reno track. That's what everybody calls it.
Right. That's the first one I ever went to. I think it was John Marshall. I think it was John Marshall's bachelor party. We went there, and it was what's her name? That still does it. She used to do it there. She used to bring out carts. What's her
name?
Whatever her name is. But I wish I could remember it. I'll think of it. But anyway, she came out and brought carts and everything, and gave us suits and gave us a little, you know, tutorial, and it was cool. I had fun. I think I'm on, the only one that took it serious. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
And was not just trying to, like, smash up to the front. And, you know, I was like,
right.
I tried to soak up everything. I'm like, what? I got to, you know, see. That's my first taste of it.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know, man. I was the only one. Everybody, I remember everyone just like trying to win so hard, and I was like trying not to like wreck the cart. So I just wanted to see what was up. That's where I got my first taste of the addictive sport. I guess anything's like that. I don't care what you race. You know, you could race roller
right.
skates and probably be the same. You know, have the same blood. Right? Racing.
Yeah, I mean It's racing's not for everybody, that's for sure. But those that get hooked, I mean, you're just it's part of your, you know. For me, it's my life. It's a way of life. It's a culture. It's and I do karting. You know, I like other racing. I mean, I like Indy cars. I like Formula One. You know. I've been doing karting for a long time. It's what I know. It's what I like. And, you know, this is what I do. I don't do this to, you know, I don't look at karting as a stepping stone. It's its own sport, and has its own professional type drivers. You know, drivers in karting don't have testing limits, you know, whereas in other professional racing series, you have limited testing that you can do, and that kind of evens the playing field. In karting, you don't really have that. If you've got the time and you've got the money, you can test all you want and learn about the kart, learn about engines, tires, everything, and make the learning curve a lot shorter. Lot smaller for sure, but that is the thing about karting. You know, it's all how much work you put into it and how much you want to put into it, and as to how successful you're going to be. And I like that part of it. I really do. Sometimes at the pro levels, it gets a little bit out of hand. How much time some people put in the kart is pretty ridiculous sometimes, but you know, there are no limits.
Imagine.
So, yeah, you're entitled to practice and test all you want. But, you know, like I said, in some regards, I mean, these guys are more professional than and better. These guys are more professional and better drivers in the kart than some Formula One guys are in their cars, because you get more time in a go-kart. You can spend more time in it. You can do more testing and it just goes with the territory and the way it is. You become, the more you put into it, the better you're going to be. And
right. And, wasn't it 2 years ago that there was like four or five, or I don't know, at least three or four or something, like drivers like that that were at Supernats or something there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, most of your,
they got,
you know, anymore now with, anymore with Super Nationals, there's a lot of factory-supported drivers there.
Right.
These guys are on the kart a lot. That's their job. That's what they do. They help develop the karts and give a lot of feedback to what the karts should feel like and how they should perform on track. So these guys are testing a lot of different types of karts and different chassis configurations for these factories and things like that. So these, a lot of these factory drivers, you know, they spent a majority of their childhood and a majority of their life in go-karts. So when you get to a Supernats race and you're up against factory drivers like that, it's very,
right,
very difficult to beat those types of drivers, because they just, it's second nature to them. You know, the kart is a part of them, basically.
From what I remember, it was hard for them to beat anybody.
Right, right.
You know?
So
they had a tough time with that, you know. I mean, you know, put the shoe on the other, you know, on the other foot or whatever, however that saying goes. You know, they probably all get smoked, but you know, when you're at home, right?
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's a unique sport in that regard that, you know, how much time you put in it, how much money you put into it is how fast you're going to be. There's really none of us do it. You don't do it for money. There's really not a whole lot of money involved in this type of racing. Not a whole lot of notoriety, but it's funny because at the regional and national levels, the competition is just overwhelming. I mean, it's crazy how many good drivers there are, but I think that's why, because you can go test privately. And then when you go to a race, you see people show up that you never even heard of, and they're super fast, you know? And I think that's kind of the draw of the sport, is who's going to show up, who's going to be there, who's going to be fast. And I think that's why people like the sport. You know, when you go to NASCAR race, you know who's going to be fast. You know who's going to be the front guys. It's always the same guys year after year after year. It's the same way in most of the professional racing organizations. You know who's going to be fast. Right.
Yeah, MotoGP.
And, right.
You know?
Yep. You know
everything.
You know who's fast. You know who's going to be up front. And in karting, it's different, man. You can go across the country and meet up with some people that are really, really fast and come to your backyard, and all of a sudden there's a junior two kid coming up that's joining the senior ranks that's really fast. I mean, that's the cool part of karting, is that every year there's always new people coming in or new people rising to the top and just creating more competition.
Am I still considered a new people?
I would say I consider people that have, you know, anywhere from 3 years or less, new people. If you have 3 years or less in the sport, you're pretty much a noob.
Nice. I'm still a new people. This is going to be my third year. I only got 2 years.
Well, you're doing pretty good, though.
Right? 2 years. This is my year. Consistent all year. That's all I want. I don't care what it is. I just want to be consistent. You know? I'm lying. If I'm saying I don't care what it is.
But then, you know, I know obviously a lot of people that have been doing this a long time that they, you know, it all depends on how much you want to learn, how much you want to know about karting and where you race and how you race and things like that. I mean, some people just like going out to the track. I know a guy that's been racing for 30 years and still asks me what tire pressures to run. So, and then you get people that, you know, you get some people that are gung-ho, get into the sport, and they get all, you know, they get pretty excited, and that's all they live and breathe, and they want to learn everything at once, and it's tough. I mean, there's a lot to learn about it, but it takes time, but in the end, I mean, it's always about driving. It's always about the driver and driving and learning how to race. That's more important than anything else. You know, that being said, your kart obviously has to be in good shape, but learning how to race, and the only way you're going to learn how to do all that kind of stuff is being out there with other karts and racing with other karts, whether it's practice or racing or whatever. You have to always be in that type of mode, racing type mode, passing karts.
Right.
Learning to pass carts, clean, stuff like that.
Right, right, right. Man, this is like a free lesson tonight. We're all getting a free lesson. Ronnie Rivera. Man, he's tuning your mind. Right now, he's telling you what's up. Get down and do it. Man, makes it sound easy. You know what I mean?
It's not easy.
Sounds not easy.
Not easy,
easy
at all.
To me.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Right? It's not easy.
For some people, it is. For some people, it is easy, and it comes easy to them, and the racing comes easy, and things like that. And for others, they got to work at it, you know. I look at somebody like Billy Musgrave. You know, him and his dad are hard workers. They work really hard. They've been working at it for a long time. They're at the track a lot. He's in the cart a lot. They're learning. And they're relatively new to the karting scene within the last 10 years, I would say. And you know, it's paid off. Billy won the S1 main event at Super Nationals last December. So it's definitely paid off. You know, hard work definitely pays off. But I've also seen guys that, you know, that are naturally gifted behind the go-kart, that everything just came easy. They didn't do a whole lot of work, didn't do a whole lot of stuff. They get out of the cart, doesn't look like they're even sweating, and you know, make it look easy. And that, it's in every sport. I mean, every sport has their natural talented people, and karting's no different. You know, there's not a lot like that. Everybody, most people that I've ever met, you got to work hard at it. You got to work hard. You got to have the time. You got to have put in the effort, and you got to have the money. You got to have all three of those things. Whatever order you want to put it in, you can put it in, but you have to have the time, you have to have the money, and you have to put in the effort to win. And nobody's
TME.
What's that?
You gotta have TME. You gotta have TME.
There you go.
Okay, TME. Time, money, and
effort.
What was the E? Huh?
Effort. You gotta put in the effort.
Effort. You gotta try, son of guns. You gotta try. Okay. At least try.
You gotta be at the track. You gotta be in the shop. You gotta be working on the cart. You gotta be doing the little things. Everything counts.
Checking your little brake thing.
Tearing down your brakes. Yes.
Man, that's crazy. Now I'm trying to bleed it. And it doesn't want to bleed, really. I can't really bleed enough out of there. Maybe I'm just not letting enough come out or something.
Right.
You know, letting it build up. Or I need to get new pads.
Yeah, probably new pads, yep. Enough.
I got those ones that I got from you, them fat ones you said. Remember you said those fat
right.
ones?
Right, yep.
But I need new ones, not those fat ones, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay, so I guess put that on the bill too, man. It's what you do at the start of the season, you know? Man, gotta tune everything up a little bit, you know?
You gotta step up your game. You gotta step up your game every year. Every year you got to step it up and bring something new. Bring something new.
I've been threatening to work out a little bit more, dude. I need to just jump on it. Let's do a push-up every day. If I do one push-up every day, that'll be 30 a month. Right?
You mean you're eating push-ups? You're talking about the little ice creams?
Yeah, you eat one of those after you do a push-up. One push-up a day. It's 30 a month. That's more than enough, right? I mean, better than none.
Right.
Right? Well, thanks, Rodney, man, for hanging out. us tonight, man. It was really a, man, giving us like the lesson, you know? Really awesome.
Yep, no problem, man. We got,
I'm stoked.
We got Button Willow this week, so I'll be there, we'll be there running, X30 Masters with Jazz Peterson, and,
All right.
Be looking to take the win there this weekend, so I'll keep you guys posted.
You tell Jess he's going to be freaking on the show, too.
Yeah,
I just
will.
Tell him that I said, say, hey, Harrell said you're on the show. He already typed it up. It's done deal.
For sure.
It's over. All right, man. Well, thanks again, Ned. Appreciate you for sure. For sure. Thank all you guys out there. We're going to run out of time here real quick. Thanks for tuning in. It was just a quick one tonight. We're ending it a little bit early. We usually, go for, 2 hours, I guess, and I think we went for an hour and a half tonight, but thanks for hanging out with us, Rodney Rivera, Nevada Kart Sport, great dude, man, great dude, go check him out at the track. He's the president now out there, he's doing great things, they're just making that place just back to the way it used to be in the old days when everyone was karting and everything was all good. But we got 90 seconds. Thanks again. Thanks to our sponsors, KPX, Nevada Kart Sport. You guys rock. Go sign up for the races. Go get your parts from Nevada Kart Sport. You guys have a great rest of your week. I'll be in Hawaii Wednesday. But Becca's got something going on for Wednesday. And I'm going to pop from Hawaii. I'll catch you guys later. I got to pack. I got to get out of here. Yee! Your way and the vibe is feeling stronger with smog. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride. Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing in Beverly Hills. That you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a nobody.